again, it's time and place for a public hearing, and this is the 1045 hearing. And Mr. Ashman, you might help me on the pronunciation. Is it the Cohout expansion of the Bayview Estate Sanitary Sewer District? Mr. Ashman will give a brief presentation to County Council concerning what the county is proposing in this matter. And after that, the council will have an opportunity to ask questions. After the questions, the public does have an opportunity to comment. And then subsequent to that, the council may act if it desires today. Mr. Ashman?
Thank you. I appear before you on April 1st, 2014 to request permission to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Bayview Estate Sanitary Sewer District to include one parcel. We received a letter requesting a single parcel, tax map and parcel 533-19-289.09, along Williamsville Road and adjacent to the Bayview Estates Sanitary Sewer District, be considered for annexation. The current parcel is vacant and owned by the requester, David Cohout, and the owner would like to place a single-family home on the parcel in the near future. The parcel is currently served with a 6-inch lateral that was installed as part of the Bayview Estates project, and the lateral is sufficient for the single-family home to connect. The parcel consists of approximately 0.82 acres, more or less, and will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,489 per EDU. The parcel and the surrounding areas were posted according to state law for public hearing, and to date we have heard no comments in support or in opposition of the expansion.
Okay. Are there any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public here today that would like to comment on this issue? Is there any member from the public here today on this issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if there's no further questions from council, we can close the public.
I'm just curious. Years past, we used to, as we expanded, the applicants had some kind of intent to do something with the property. Are we seeing that nowadays? Are we just getting...
And mostly this one's just a single family home.
Right. But on some of these others we have some acreage and stuff, are we looking to see what they are proposing, or we
try to find out what they're doing in line as far as what their project's going to be, whether it's within our
because it used to be we get somebody would go to Lawrence to get a subdivision and they'd also do it at the same time, get the expansion, and so we could see what was happening.
Correct.
And why they needed it, as opposed to just speculating. And
We still obtain control over what they're doing through our normal processes. So, but we do like to see the concept plan and what's going on prior to it. Yes.
I understand he's paying the full cost. Is that correct?
What's that?
I said I understand he's paying the full cost.
Yes.
Okay.
Any more questions from council? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing and close public comment. That's okay with council. And ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
A resolution to extend the boundary of Bayview Estates Sanitary Sewer District, initials BVESSD, to include certain lots, pieces, or parcels of land situate on the west side of County Road 395, Williamsville Road, being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion,
second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Wilson? I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now we'll revert back on our agenda to Mr. Hal Godwin. Legislative Committee Action Update.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, members of council, I will bring you up to speed on some bills that have just been introduced. There are four bills that I want to talk about in concert because the four bills collectively suggest one mission. They are Senate Bills 207, House Bill 315, 316, and 317. The mission behind these bills is to guarantee funding to volunteer ambulance companies around the state. Senate Bill 207 suggests that health insurance companies health insurance companies and health maintenance organizations will make sure that they set their allowable charges below the price that's incurred for ambulance service. This will ensure the ambulance companies that they'll have a source of income from insurance companies, health insurance, and casualty insurance. House Bill 316, in the same vein, establishes a $10 assessment or an added fine to all criminal charges, which will be monies that will go into a volunteer ambulance company fund. So this money will flow in from all violations of Title 21, which are criminal charges in the state of Delaware. The third one is House Bill 316. This bill guarantees the ambulance companies that the counties will provide at least 15% of their cost to do business. And that cost includes salaries, insurance, fuel, and the infrastructure that they need to provide ambulance service, being the ambulance, the equipment, and the buildings that they're in. So that's the one that affects us the most directly. The fourth bill, House Bill 317, establishes that health insurance companies will report in their income from insurance purchasers, and then the state, through the insurance commissioner, will tax those insurance policies at a 0.045 rate. That money will also flow into the ambulance services. So there's basically four venues to ensure a steady income to ambulance service. The ambulance service, as you know, is not our EMS paramedic service. Ambulance service is provided by the volunteer fire companies around the state. And these four bills are designed to ensure that they will have adequate income to continue to operate. There was a report produced this year by the Volunteer Firemen's Association. I have it here somewhere. Here it is. This is a report, the Task Force on Funding for Ambulance and EMS Services in Delaware. This is the report that was done that essentially established these needs, and then they're making these recommendations through the General Assembly. These bills are moving very quickly. They were introduced on the 30th of April. That's why we had to amend the agenda to get them on today's discussion. But they're going to be considered in committee tomorrow. So I would expect to see these bills dealt with pretty quickly. So if you have direction for me as your representative, I would need to get that as soon as possible.
Mr. Lawson. Yes, sir. Any comments, sir?
I do. I think, as Mr. Godwin said, we probably need some direction from council today so that myself and Mr. Godwin can participate in tomorrow's committee meeting before the House Public Safety and Homeland Security meeting, where the members will start the consideration of this bill. And we've done our research so far to determine the numbers as they relate to our BLS service and the cost that this would entail. A mandate at 15% to the county, and the way the bill is written right now, with very little oversight from the county, is of some concern, at least from administration. We share a very historic support of fire service and BLS in this county going back decades. We annually provide over $3 million to the fire services and to the BLS. So we would welcome a conversation with them to see where their needs are, the way the bill is written right now, it doesn't appear that we would have very much input where this money was spent, and even more so what the county's input would have as it was brought down to us year in and year out.
I would, first I'll start by certainly by information, in case anybody doesn't know in this room. I'm a 44-year member of the Seaford Volunteer Fire Department. I've ridden ambulance for 35-plus years, so I have a vested interest in this whole operation. Having said that, history going back, the county was asked back in the mid-90s to assist with paying EMTs because the volunteers couldn't do all the work, primarily for the beach area in the summertime. And from there, that process grew and that process grew and that process grew to helping them with career EMTs. The money was never intended to pay benefits. It was strictly for salaries. You heard Mr. Lawson say the last 7 years, this county has given $1.5 million to volunteer fire and EMS service in this county to provide that service for employees. But this bill, I certainly am not opposed to the idea of assisting them. I don't think anyone's council is opposed to that. But when you have a bill come up that says a mandated 15%, regardless of what our income is, doesn't make any difference, a mandated 15% of the total cost of EMS, which now has gone to salaries, benefits, when they buy a new ambulance, if they got to build a new building, all those things, and those numbers for the final cost each year would come to the Fire Prevention Commission, it gives the counties no input as to what those numbers should involve or entail. It gives us no input as to oversight of that money. And I think this is something that we as a council should certainly ask for conversation with, have Mr. Lawson at the public hearing tomorrow in Dover with Mr. Godwin, and express our concerns. We are certainly not opposed to helping the volunteer fire and EMS service in any way we can. But to mandate now, it's always been before up to the discretion of council with what revenues we had to do that with. Now it's a mandate that we have virtually no input into the mandate, and I think that's something that we certainly, as the bill is written, I don't think we can support that bill.
Mm-hmm. Ditto over here. Yeah.
The council have to make comments.
It concerns me because it looks like it's a never-ending expense. It just 15% of what? So many costs.
And I think that's the concern. We don't know what the 15%, what that number entails. There's not just says 15% of the total cost, but who determines the total cost? Where the numbers come from? I mean, this could be a continual. And keep in mind, where this is a mandate, if some people remember back when the ALS or paramedic service started in the state, it was a 60% state funded, 40% county funded. Now it's a 70% county funded,
yes.
30% state funded. So that's 15% number could continue to just grow and grow and grow. Without any input from us or any concern from us, and just it concerns me greatly that the way the bill is written and the mandate and not knowing what's involved in the numbers are going to correlate to come up with this 15%. So.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, Mr. Cole.
When we talked about the bill, there's problems with the bill, but is the bill, I guess, needed? I mean, in Sussex County, I mean, have they expressed why there's a shortfall? I mean, we already give substantial funding to the fire services. If this bill came into place and we were mandated or whatever, we may stop doing what we were already doing and rely on this bill's kind of funding. I mean, where is the need? Do they expect to get more money than they already get now, or do they think that what we volunteer now?
I think
we'll continue at those levels, and they'll get this 15% on top of that. I mean, I'm just wondering.
I don't think
we have concerns about the bill in general.
This is a statewide study, and as you look through the study and as you look through the numbers, I think you'll see that we're already paying our fair share, and we're already hitting the 15% number in the way we grant money to the BLS services and to fire. The question are in the other two counties. I don't believe Kent County is nearly as generous, and I'm not sure what the exact numbers are from Newcastle County, but I know Newcastle County is concerned, as I spoke with the chief of staff yesterday, they're very concerned about the efficiency and delivery of service. They didn't tell me they were opposed yet, but they were like you, very, very concerned about how the numbers are developed. And this number that we'll have to fund every year, we'll get it on January 15th, and it's developed by the Volunteer Fire Service. It's not going to be developed by us or our finance director.
Well,
they're going to hand us a number on January 15th and say, here's what it costs us this year, and you got to write us a check for 15% or more.
Well, my concern, Hal, is we have other programs where the county gives money to the state, and it goes to Dover, and then you lose track of it. You don't know where it goes after that.
Mm-hmm.
If we're already doing, like you say, if the study shows we're doing our fair share, I think we ought to oppose the bill.
Yeah, or opt out of it.
and that's our argument, because if we give if we're mandated, let's just, I'm just assuming the bill gets passed at 15%, and plus we're giving close to 15%, it may appear that, oh, Sussex doesn't need so much, and oh, the next thing you know, we're subsidizing, you know, maybe Kent and Newcastle County. And I'd like to show them why Sussex County should be, you know, brought up into this thing if we're doing our fair share. Even like with libraries, supposedly we contribute more, Sussex County Council does, to our local libraries than the other counties. You know, we give, if I'm not mistaken, or she's shaking her head, no, okay, I thought we did. Thanks for the correction in the back corner. I knew there was a reason she was here.
Yeah, she's
keep an eye on me. Uh-huh. Anyway, but back to what I'm saying. Many times we send money to Dover, it gets lost in the shovel, transfer taxes, et cetera, and other things. And I'd love to, again, get a justification why we should. So I don't know if we want to go in there and say, you know, the bill's, like we're all for this bill, we just don't like the word mandated, and then maybe there's some options. If we already participate 15%, maybe we shouldn't have to, you know, there may be a way out that we don't have to participate unless we fall below the 15% threshold. But I like the way we do it now. I mean, we work closely. We've had many firemen on this council, and we've always been pro fire service. And I don't think you'll see us change. So,
Newcastle County Executive's chief of staff did not give me their official opinion yesterday, but I did speak with one individual council member from Newcastle County, who I know is involved in these kinds of issues. And he told me that he was not going to support any bill that required his county to fund something he had no input on the management of, which would be this case, because it'll be the State Fire Prevention Commission handing you a bill every January that you don't have the ability to audit or to have any influence over how that money is spent.
So they have the total control of the whole thing? Is that how it works?
They'll have control of what we have to pay them every year.
Okay.
They'll bill us.
It comes out of our hands.
Essentially, they'll bill us for the 15%. Mm-hmm. And I think we've always been very benevolent in supporting these services in the past. As I explained to Ronnie Marvel when I saw him the other day in Legislative Hall, that this is just a bit of a sting because it's startled us. Not that we don't support them.
Well, maybe a bill reading that if a county doesn't meet that 15% threshold through their current funding of these services, then they should maybe pony up either the difference or something. But if a county does meet that threshold like we do, then maybe it would put pressure on Kenton and Newcastle County to look at the way they're currently funding things and just move it up to the 15% threshold and forget the bill.
Well, and I think there are some questions about how this number is established every year with fears that perhaps some of those dollars may be adulterated in with other fire services. I don't know.
No, I agree.
The fire companies have been audited so that you can say, well, this is what we spend on fire trucks, this is what we spend on ambulances, and keep the two segregated as might be needed in order to verify the bill they're giving us every year. There are a lot of questions about how this would be created and how we would be required to participate. I don't think this council has ever questioned supporting emergency medical service, and I think we've done an excellent job of that, particularly with our paramedics and the monies that we've donated to the local fire departments. But this being a mandate is definitely a different ballgame.
Well, I think I think council would agree with that. We certainly are very supportive of the volunteer fire and EMS service in this county. But what we have concern about is a bill that mandates a certain percentage of the entire cost of that service, that we have no input as to whether how those numbers are generated, what's involved in those numbers, and no oversight of the money.
Right.
So I think that's what we sort of have. I mean, that's
It seems like the whole structure then, Mike, of the whole bill is worrisome. Not just the word mandating. It's everything about the bill. So I think you ought to go up there just saying we don't like this bill a number of reasons.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. President, I believe that we're already giving more than 15%. Is that not true, Mr. Lawson? We're already over the percentage of what they're asking for?
Well, that's part of the discussion we need to have. We don't know how they're coming up with the numbers that they present. I think we have very good, strong numbers to justify our BLS-only funding. And if we were to use those numbers, then I think we could argue we are meeting that threshold.
We need to give less if we go back to what they want. Is that way I understand that?
That's one way of looking at it, yes.
So actually, they're asking for a cut in pay for bringing this bill before us. And in one sense, we'd be paying less. So I think it's a dumb bill.
Well, I think we need to ask, we need to direct Mr. Lawson and Mr. Godwin to go tomorrow, attend the public hearing, speak at the public hearing, and certainly raise our issues of we are very concerned about the 15% mandate, number one.
Mandates.
What numbers make up the 15% of the total cost, which is something brand new to us,
right,
and that we have no oversight of the money.
Right.
Just give me a check and here I go. I mean, I think we need to certainly raise the attention of the committee that we, number one, should be involved in how these numbers are developed, but number two, we should have some control over how the money's spent.
As you do with our own paramedic service.
Certainly.
I agree.
Well, Mike, there's also an assumption, I think, with them in Dover that we're going to continue to fund it like we currently do. Plus, this would be on top of that, what I'm thinking is the way it sounds to me. So.
I don't think it was intended that way.
No, I don't
think
it was intended
that
way.
They think that if we get this bill, then we will stop doing what we've already
been. It says to give them at least 15% of the total
15%.
Cost. Right.
Yeah. I wonder if the overall fear could be that we are having fewer and fewer volunteer firemen, and they're concerned about that.
That's really not a question here,
Is that the overall,
because most of the drivers are paid in the ambulances anyway.
Right.
The volunteers are mostly the men and women that man the fire engines.
Right.
The ambulances are almost all driven 24/7 by a paid driver.
So that's not related
paid,
to volunteer at
no,
all?
That really doesn't have much of an effect. They crossed that bridge several years ago when they started paying the drivers.
Because we certainly are lucky here in this county to have
Mr. Lawson, you and Mr. Godwin have your direction from council. You pretty much, and I would also at the hearing, I would remind them, we talk about oversight, that the state funds 30% of the paramedic, we fund 70.
Right.
And we had to present them a budget every year that they have to approve our budget.
Right. One other thing, in House Bill 317, which it doesn't directly affect us, that's the one about the gross insurance premiums. In that, it refers to ambulance service and rescue. So it actually goes further than just ambulance. It mentions and rescue service, which that's
a different
than the that's not BLS. That's a different animal, but it's mentioned in that last bill. So I would be concerned about that as well. One other thing that I wanted, if we're done with the legislative rebate.
Thank you.
One other thing I wanted to make you aware of, I included in your package the Delaware Wetland Advisory Committee interim report, which was scheduled to be turned in to the General Assembly on the 30th of April. I gave you a copy of it. It's pretty much just a compilation of the five motions that we voted on and some surrounding discussions from members. We have our next meeting next Wednesday. 14th, am I right? Wednesday, Thursday, next week. Mm-hmm. The next, it is Wednesday, yes, the 14th, is the next Wetlands Committee meeting. The interim report has been shared with you as well, and I believe that Mr. O'Mara is going to present it to the General Assembly, and then we have a few more months to make a final report, which I'm sure will be something crafted from this interim report, to give to the General Assembly and to the Governor by the end of the year. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
While we're right here, Mr. Lawson and or Mr. Moore, Councilman Phillips is out here now. He's sick. But there's a gentleman here who wants to speak, reference a Senate Bill 205. Is that something we can do under this part of the, or should be under additional business?
If this was something that Mr. Godwin was comfortable with.
He did reference Senate Bill 205, but did you? I didn't hear you anyway.
The gentleman that you're speaking of was supposed to meet me here 15 minutes before the meeting. I didn't see. Is he here? I didn't mention because he wasn't here. It's really not county business. It's a very important issue, but it wasn't an issue that I would perceive to be representing you at the General Assembly. So if you want to hear from
That case, should we do it
under additional business.
Okay. Right, thank you. Chip, you make sure he gets, sir, we're going to later on in the meeting, but we'll make sure he gets signed up, Chip, if you would please. Thank you. Okay, let's jump back. Here we go again. Old business. Mr. Lawrence Lank.